Last night, a massive win. So what do you think was the biggest thing out of the game? What was your big narrative out of the game of the Raiders win?
Well, you know, first of all, anytime you can win a division opponent, beat a division opponent, especially being the last primetime game, if there's no playoff games there, last primetime game in Oakland, it was a big win. I think what it does for the Mass is that now they're 5-4. Their next two games against the Bengals and the Jets. So you got to think they're going to be 7-4 after those two games. But you can't look ahead, so they understand that. And then they play Kansas City. So, but they put themselves, and the way they played a lot better than what people thought they were going to play this year. And it starts with the running game. The running game is outstanding. Listen, that last 18-yard run for a touchdown that Josh Jacobs had, he comes running in. He was on the sideline. He comes running in. Everybody in the stand, including the Chargers, knew what was going to happen, and they couldn't stop it. And that's just the indication of where this Raider team is going. This offense is starting to get there. Derek Carr is taking care of the football. It's a run-first offense. And the defense is starting to play a little bit better down the backstretch. And all they got to do is get, instead of being 32nd in pass defense, get to 25. And if they get to 25, this is going to be a hard team to beat.
So a lot of people thought this was going to be a really down year for the Raiders. I know if you go by the odds makers right now, they'd be 2-7. I've picked them to win exactly one of their 9 games so far, and they're 5-4. So where is it that we were wrong? What have they done? What have they done that has exceeded expectations?
Well, Derek is taking care of the football. That's the first thing. You know, last year he had double-digit picks. This year he only has 3 or 4, whatever it is. Yes. You know, he's taking care of the football, but I think the difference is if you go back to last year. So last year he's learned a new system, and if anybody knows John Gruden, you know that system is like a thesis. You know, one play is like 25 sentences. He had to learn that, and he had to learn it, try to figure out what John wanted, how he wanted to please John, because I think Derek Carr is one of those guys who wants to please his coaches. And then around week 7, week 8, week 9, he started playing really good football. And that's what you were looking for. And now he's stayed with that this year. He's not putting the ball in arm's way. It is a run-first football team. And I think bringing Mike Mayock in, they brought some culture, meaning there's some discipline in that building. And that's going to trickle down to the field. And anytime you have some discipline in the building, they understand what the structure now, and everybody's playing better with that. The defense is getting better. They got some pass rushers. They haven't played great, but they stopped the run. They struggled a little bit last night. But if the back end, if that secondary and the linebackers in coverage can keep getting better as the season goes on, they're going to be a hard out. I think for them, and all players understand, they don't listen to outside noise. Outside noise is what it is. I didn't think they were going to be this good either. I thought they were going to win maybe 6 games this year. You know, and if they went to 500, that's even better. But they're playing a lot better than what people thought they were going to play. And it's an indication of how good the young players are playing in their rookies and their second years.
What does that do for a team when, you know, we talked about a lot of the rookies and how they were building for the future? They got much younger this year. Last year they were one of the oldest teams in the league. This year they made a conscious decision to get younger. A lot of rookies were going to contribute and play. And I think a lot of people thought, okay, well, that means you're playing for the future. But all of a sudden these rookies are really good. I mean, what does that do for a franchise to you know, energize things when you have rookies that are performing at this high of a level?
Well, I mean, it's a good thing. But just because you perform at a high level 1 year doesn't mean you're going to do it the second year. Right. So that's the hardest thing about the National Football League, being consistently good for stretches, for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. That makes teams good. And, you know, I think they're heading in the right direction, though. So, you know, they got to add a couple more pieces to it. They get a couple more veterans. The younger players keep getting better as they play. And then when they get to Vegas, you know, the old Raiders will be back.